1 Peter 1. Peter, apostle of Jesus Christ, to the sojourners of the dispersion of Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, by sanctification of the Spirit, unto the obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace to you, and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who, according to his great mercy, has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from among the dead, to an incorruptible and undefiled and unfading inheritance, reserved in the heavens for you who are kept guarded by the power of God through faith for salvation ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye exult, for a little while at present, if needed, put to grief by various trials, that the proving of your faith, much more precious than of gold which perishes, though it be proved by fire, be found to praise and glory and honor in the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom, having not seen, ye love, on whom, though not now looking, but believing, ye exult with joy unspeakable and filled with the glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls, concerning which salvation prophets, who have prophesied of the grace towards you, sought out and searched out, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them pointed out, testifying before of the sufferings which belonged to Christ, and the glories after these, to whom it was revealed that not to themselves, but to you they ministered those things, which have now been announced to you by those who have declared to you the glad tidings by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, which angels desire to look into. Wherefore, having girded up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope with perfect steadfastness in the grace which will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ, as children of obedience, not conformed to your former lusts in your ignorance, but as he who has called you is holy, be ye also holy in all your conversation, because it is written, Be ye holy, for I am holy. And if ye invoke as Father him who without regard of persons judges according to the work of each, pass your time of sojourn in fear, knowing that ye have been redeemed not by corruptible things as silver or gold from your vain conversation handed down from your fathers, but by precious blood, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, the blood of Christ, foreknown indeed before the foundation of the world, but who has been manifested at the end of times for your sakes, who by him do believe on God, who has raised him from among the dead, and given him glory, that your faith and hope should be in God, having purified your souls by obedience to the truth, to unfeigned brotherly love, love one another out of a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the living and abiding Word of God. Because all flesh is as grass, and all its glory as the flower of grass. The grass has withered, and its flower has fallen, but the Word of the Lord abides for eternity. But this is the Word which in the glad tidings is preached to you. 1 Peter 2. Laying aside, therefore, all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envyings and all evil speakings, as newborn babes, desire earnestly the pure mental milk of the Word, that by it you may grow up to salvation, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good, to whom coming a living stone, cast away indeed as worthless by men, but with God chosen, precious, yourselves also as living stones are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Because it is contained in the Scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believes on him shall not be put to shame. To you, therefore, who believe is the preciousness, but to the disobedient, the stone which the builders cast away as worthless, this is become the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling and rock of offense, who stumble at the word, being disobedient, to which also they have been appointed. But ye are a chosen race, a kingly priesthood, a holy nation, a people for a possession, that ye might set forth the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness to his wonderful light, who once were not a people, but now God's people, who were not enjoying mercy, but now have found mercy. Beloved, I exhort you, as strangers and sojourners, to abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that as to that in which they speak against you as evildoers, they may through your good works, themselves witnessing them, glorify God in the day of visitation. Be in subjection, therefore, to every human institution for the Lord's sake, whether to the king as supreme, or to rulers as sent by him, for vengeance on evildoers and praise to them that do well, because so is the will of God, that by well-doing ye put to silence the ignorance of senseless men, as free, and not as having liberty as a cloak of malice, but as God's bondmen. Show honor to all, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Servants, be subject with all fear to your masters, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the ill-tempered. For this is acceptable if one, for conscience' sake towards God, endure griefs, suffering unjustly. For what glory is it if sinning and being buffeted ye shall bear it? But if doing good and suffering ye shall bear it, this is acceptable with God. For to this ye have been called, for Christ also has suffered for you, leaving you a model that ye should follow in his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who, when reviled not again, when suffering threatened not, but gave himself over into the hands of him who judges righteously, who himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, in order that, being dead to sins, we may live to righteousness, by whose stripes ye have been healed. For ye were going astray as sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. 1 Peter 3. Likewise, wives, be subject to your own husbands, that, even if any are disobedient to the word, they may be gained without the word by the conversation of the wives, having witnessed your pure conversation carried out in fear, whose adorning, let it not be that outward one of tressing of hair and wearing gold or putting on apparel, but the hidden man of the heart in the incorruptible ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which in the sight of God is of great price. For thus also the holy women who have hoped in God heretofore adorned themselves, being subject to their own husbands, as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose children ye have become, doing good, and not fearing with any kind of consternation. Ye husbands likewise, dwell with them according to knowledge, as with a weaker, even the female, vessel, giving them honor, as also fellow heirs of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Finally, be all of one mind, sympathizing, full of brotherly love, tender-hearted, humble-minded, not rendering evil for evil, or railing for railing, but on the contrary, blessing others, because ye have been called to this, that ye should inherit blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him cause his tongue to cease from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile, and let him avoid evil and do good, let him seek peace and pursue it, because the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears towards their supplications, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. And who shall injure you if you have become imitators of that which is good? But if also ye should suffer for righteousness' sake, blessed are ye. But be not afraid of their fear, neither be troubled, but sanctify the Lord the Christ in your hearts, and be always prepared to give an answer to everyone that asks you to give an account of the hope that is in you, but with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that as to that in which they speak against you as evildoers, they may be ashamed who calumniate your good conversation in Christ. For it is better, if the will of God should will it, to suffer as well-doers than as evildoers. For Christ indeed has once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in flesh, but made alive in the Spirit, in which also going he preached to the spirits which are in prison, heretofore disobedient, when the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah while the ark was preparing, into which few, that is, 8 souls, were saved through water, which figure also now saves you, even baptism, not a putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the demand as before God of a good conscience, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who is at the right hand of God, gone into heaven, angels and authorities and powers being subjected to him. 1 Peter 4. Christ, then, having suffered for us in the flesh, do ye also arm yourselves with the same mind, for he that has suffered in the flesh has done with sin, no longer to live the rest of his time in the flesh to men's lusts, but to God's will. For the time past is sufficient for us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles, walking in lasciviousness, lusts, wine-drinking, revels, drinkings, and unhallowed idolatries, wherein they think it strange that ye run not with them to the same sink of corruption, speaking injuriously of you, who shall render account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For to this end were the glad tidings preached to the dead also, that they might be judged as regards men after the flesh, but live as regards God after the Spirit. But the end of all things is drawn nigh. Be sober, therefore, and be watchful unto prayers, but before all things having fervent love among yourselves, because love covers a multitude of sins, hospitable one to another, without murmuring, each according as he has received a gift, ministering it to one another, as good stewards of the various grace of God. If anyone speak, as oracles of God, if anyone minister, as of strength which God supplies, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom is the glory and the might for the ages of ages. Amen. Beloved, take not as strange the fire of persecution which has taken place amongst you for your trial, as if a strange thing was happening to you. But as ye have share in the sufferings of Christ, rejoice, that in the revelation of his glory also ye may rejoice with exultation. If ye are reproached in the name of Christ, blessed are ye, for the Spirit of glory and the Spirit of God rests upon you. On their part he is blasphemed, but on your part he is glorified. Let none of you suffer indeed as a murderer, or thief, or evildoer, or as overseer of other people's matters. But if as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but glorify God in this name. For the time of having the judgment begin from the house of God is come. But if first from us, what shall be the end of those who obey not the glad tidings of God? And if the righteous is difficultly saved, where shall the impious and the sinner appear? Wherefore also let them who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls in well-doing to a faithful Creator. 1 Peter 5. The elders which are among you I exhort, who am their fellow elder and witness of the sufferings of the Christ, who also am partaker of the glory about to be revealed, shepherd the flock of God which is among you, exercising oversight, not by necessity, but willingly, not for base gain, but readily, not as lording it over your possessions, but being models for the flock. And when the chief shepherd is manifested, ye shall receive the unfading crown of glory. Likewise, ye younger, be subject to the elder, and all of you bind on humility towards one another, For God sets himself against the proud, but to the humble gives grace. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in the due time, having cast all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be vigilant, watch. Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist, steadfast in faith, knowing that the selfsame sufferings are accomplished in your brotherhood which is in the world. But the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, when you have suffered for a little while, himself shall make perfect, establish, strengthen, ground. To him be the glory and the might for the ages of the ages. Amen. By Silvanus, the faithful brother, as I suppose, I have written to you briefly, exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God in which you stand. She that is elected with you in Babylon salutes you, and Marcus, my son. Salute one another with a kiss of love. Peace be with you all who are in Christ.